Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Hey guys, Harmon here. Today we're talking comfort, and nothing says comfort like Sheath. Sheath makes the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn. If you're sick of boxers that are too loose or briefs that are too tight, Sheath is for you. I'm wearing a pair of Sheath underwear right now, and every time you hear from me, it's the best. Once you get one pair, it's gonna change your life. The most comfortable boxer briefs you'll ever put on your body. Their stretchy fabric is made out of moisture-wicking technology. They're super soft, keep everything cool and comfortable right in place. Sheath is particularly useful for staying cool during the summer and for working out. The most unique thing about Sheath underwear is that they have these dual pouches to keep your man parts separated, which prevents things from sticking together. I was a little skeptical about dual pouches, but let me tell you, it's a game changer. If you're not into the idea, you don't have to use them. You can still just wear them like a regular pair of underwear. They'll be the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs you've ever worn in your life. Plus, they have brand new materials like bamboo and mesh for even more cooling comfort. Go to sheathunderwear.com and get the most comfortable underwear you've ever worn. If you use the promo code BEAMAN, you also get 20% off your order. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code BEAMAN for 20% off your order. Be a man.
Experience!
Anyways, why is a hotel room the smallest twat in the world?
You leave your bags outside.
You got that, brother.
Oh, that's a fucking grandpappy. I heard that one a long time ago.
That's a good one.
That's a fucking
holy
classic.
Good one.
Do you like staying at hotels a bit, man?
Yeah, well, that seems to be my life nowadays, but...
Do you like a fucking nice robe with the insignia of the hotel?
Robe guy, fucking underwear.
Let you be. Just
my underwear, that's all I wear.
You don't wear a nice fucking robe with the monogram with your balls hanging out? Come on.
Like you have to?
I'm not a big robe guy either.
No, I don't
own a robe. You guys own a robe?
No. When I was a kid, you like a bathrobe.
Yeah, you had a robe.
But as you grow older, I've fucking shed clothing, as you all know.
Yeah.
No robes, no underwear, no nothing.
I don't have the chest to pull off a robe. You have to have because like that thing's fucking hanging open. So you have to have a certain kind of chest to be able to pull off I'm virtually hairless too.
Like this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
The fucking rope is always getting untied, as I recall, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Say, what the fuck?
It was a pain in the ass, and it would get untied, and if you didn't loop it around, it'd fall on the ground.
Get the fuck out of here. And then the thing about a rope, too, is how long am I actually going to wear it? What, fucking 2 minutes? I get out of the shower, I dry, I robe, then I take the robe off 5 minutes later and put on another outfit?
Last time I wore a robe was when I got a couples massage.
Oh, ooh, that's all right.
So we
erotic.
Put the robes on. Shower together.
Oh.
Steam room. Took a little steam.
Did the lady watch the masseuse?
And too much noise. It was creaking on the wood in the steam room, so we stopped there.
Oh, you pumped her in the steam room?
Yeah, I was. So then we went into the main room, and the girls at work there. Like, I said, give me a couple minutes. That's all it took.
Everybody knew what you were doing.
Yeah, that's all it took.
When you walk out, you make eye contact? Like, yeah, that's right, bitches.
No, we didn't walk out. Then we got the massage after. Yeah, so I was like, all relaxed.
Did your python come back to life?
Yeah, it did, because the bra was massaging my ass. I got fully naked.
No way.
And the bra was massaging my ass.
Did you get on all fours?
And the girl... I was on my stomach, and the girl I had it done with, she was naked next to me. She's fucking...
Oh, that's hot.
She's hot. She got a nice ass.
When you were laying flat on the table, she's rubbing you, did you stick your ass up in the air a little bit?
Yeah, I started pumping
signal?
Yeah, even if I didn't have a hat on, just like pumping the fucking...
Just to be
table.
A dirty worm?
Yeah.
Now, shouldn't essentially all massage tables have a hole cut out for the cock, too? You know, like what do they call those? The milking tables? Where they fucking you stick a hammer through the hole and they suck you off underneath.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I've never seen that in any places.
I've seen it in porno movies. There's a hole on the massage table. Some bras under the fucking table.
Yeah, but
if you're on your stomach and she's like fucking playing with your ass and shit, and you get a fucking boner, right? It's like sticking into the hard fucking table.
Yeah, there should at least be like an indentation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let me give you a little tip, right? Anytime you go for a fucking massage, take a Viagra. Just take it. Whether you need, just take it.
Of course.
You'll show them you mean fucking business. And then when you flip over with your fucking boner, you go, I can't help it. What do you want me to do, lady? I can't fucking help it.
You know what they say when I get the happy ending? You know what they say?
What?
Too much. Too much.
They say, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Too much.
What, do you drown them?
100 babies.
Wow.
Too much.
Unfucking believe.
Nice fucking be a man frap.
Yeah.
You know what I love? Forget hotels. I mean, I love a good hotel. We'll talk about that. I love a nice, seedy motel.
Oh, yeah.
My whole fucking life, I love them. You like them be a man?
I do. I don't like boards with bugs and shit.
No
I was
bugs.
On 28th Street, like, in the spring, right? This room was fucking... It was like being in a prison. It was like you walked up. You could barely get into the place. They were, like, barricaded to get in. You know, it was like fucking, looked like dried up smegma. They had the plastic barrier.
All right,
talking.
Nice.
So it looked like dried up smegma on the fucking.
Smegma.
You know, it was just fucking, there was no elevator. I had to walk up to the fifth floor, right? So I get in the room and the bed is the whole size of the room. I mean, rooms in New York are small anyways, right? So, I mean, there's fucking like bugs everywhere. Like there's like.
Yeah,
bugs
well, you don't want any bugs.
Shit. Yeah.
I like when I walk into a fucking short stay motel. You fucking look around, looks like there's a used towel, a fucking cigarette butt remains in the fucking ashtray. Most people get pissed off. I go, oh, yeah, this is the atmosphere I want right here.
I hate other people's dirt.
Of course.
Do you ever go to the place on 114, that hotel?
No. What is it called?
Do you ever go to that one?
The Candlelight?
Yeah.
The Candlelight. There's some shit.
Did you ever go to that one?
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
I did a doubleheader there one day. Like, on a Friday, I did a doubleheader with two different
broads. Two separate times? Like,
two different broads.
How big was
the... One in the morning, I went and worked out, got lunch. Then I had one come in the afternoon. That was the one. All right. Did I ever tell a story about... I was talking to this girl online, right? This is years ago. And she's hot, right? And she said she was 5 foot. Then she said, well, I'm a little shorter than 5 foot. And I was like, well, how much shorter? And she's like... Like, I don't know, half inch. I was all right. So she took the train to Boston, right? I met her there. She came walking out. She was like a fucking dwarf.
Right? Did you fling
her?
Did
I ever tell a story
like
before?
Like legal
no,
midget?
No,
or?
She was probably like four.
Like on the fucking.
Like 4'6".
Borderline.
But she was cute. She's
another
Spanish
fucking
girl.
Inch the other way, she would have been an official dwarf.
Yeah, but she had a normal body, like, and stuff.
Oh, that's all right. Like the body's normal.
Yeah. But she was like 4'6", but she was hot. She's
How'd that
cute.
Work out for you?
I was. My brother made me tell this story down at the Italian club. It was like when I was banging her, her face was like in my belly button. She was so small, you know?
Did you damage her?
Yeah, I abused her. She was telling me she loved me and stuff. But she had like fucking about 20 pounds of gold around her neck. And
nice.
She's a cutie.
Yeah. So when you checked in with the two bras in one day, did you book the CD motel for the whole day or two short stays?
No, that was
4 hours.
You
stay.
Went there, Tonzo? Yeah. So you paid like it was like $10 on the, what was it $10? How much was it? I'm trying to think. This
I mean,
like,
when I went, I think it was probably like 25 or something like
for
that
for an hour or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget. It was like $10 or $20 an
they
hour.
They know what they do there.
They gave you a coin.
Yep.
Right? You throw the coin in there, and you go in, you get the broad in the jacuzzi, which was probably very clean.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know. So you get her in there, you fucking get her all lubed up and horned up. And
you fucking drown her.
So, that was the first one. So then I ended up grabbing lunch, went to the gym somewhere up there. That's up. It was up on Middleton, right? 114?
Yep.
All right. And then I met this other one who was a teacher. I met her in the afternoon, and she was like... She was a white girl, and she was like, I don't know if I want to do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I was getting out to jacuzzi. You know, next thing you know, she was fucking riding me inside in the jacuzzi.
So you came to the Candlelight, baby. What do you think's going to happen here?
Yeah. What
did it come here for my
what
health?
Are we doing?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if I should go back to your room. Well, why not?
But there's a lot of hotels like that by the hour and stuff on Route 1. That's really the only one I've ever went to.
I like when they call it the short stay. They have the menu placard on the thing, and you check in with the guy at the desk like he really gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You're all embarrassed. You're checking in. I go, yeah, but just for the short stay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want the 4 hours. A weary traveler. I just got to lay my head on the pillow before I get behind the wheel again. Don't mind that fucking broad coming in.
So, be a man, did the clerk, like, kind of, like, give you a look or anything?
I think
when
it was
you,
two different
went in there
people
twice?
Because I did it in the morning, like, late morning.
Okay.
Took care of business and then went out, came back 2 or 3 hours late. I think it was a different person. It was like...
Shift change?
Yeah, it was like, you see that shit all the time, I'm sure.
The guy's have seen you, yeah, the owner of the fucking candlelight, but it was like swinging dick walking around.
But you know how it's like getting to those rooms is like fucking pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
You get in the hallway, it's like pitch black, and then you get in the room, it's like fucking pitch black. Right. Your eyes have to adjust, you know, they have like the like porno lights in there.
Yeah.
Your eyes have to adjust to it.
Well, they really set the mood nicely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you hear the one that was a teacher, I've never done anything like this before.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, I've never been here before either. Yeah.
I definitely was there for some drug deals.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go inside the rooms?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah.
Did you take a jacuzzi with the drug deal?
No, I didn't.
Get a discount?
Yeah. That would have been a great way to fucking get him down on the price.
Yeah.
No. I'll fucking polish in knob and fucking we'll take a ride in the fucking man soup.
Oh, so was the guy living there?
No,
they had
just
regular rooms in back and stuff. Like, it was like a regular hotel, too. And they had like a restaurant and shit out front, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually lived at one of those seedy fucking beach motels Salisbury Beach. I lived there for like 4.5 months.
Oh, I love
with
it.
With another dude, and we would just get shit-faced and play fucking PlayStation. We were just like live in the dead of winter. It's so grim. Yeah,
winter time must have been cheap, right?
Yeah, it was cheap, no, but it was super fucking grim.
What a bleak scene.
Yeah, like nothing but seagulls and fucking, you know,
you're found.
Fucking people walking with all bundled up in the wintertime and shit. You know
how I want to be found, be a man when it's all over? Like
nude.
William in the nude, of course. I want to be drunk in a low down fucking seedy motel. I want to roll out of bed, bang my head on the fucking radiator, nude, and be found like 3 days later.
Yep.
And then the fucking people see a hero, he died. Unbelievable. That's how William Holden died. Great actor, right? Roll up, fill on the fucking radiator in a hotel. A lot of guys die in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Actors,
yeah.
And comedians.
Sagres, whatever his name was.
Yeah, you want to be found in a fucking motel.
That's going to be like the grimmest way to go. He was found alone, dead in a hotel.
Right. Fucking pill and booze bottles.
His wallet was missing.
He was doing a one-man show.
Yeah.
He was traveling. You go, oh, poor prick. Whatever happened to so-and-so? Then they read about you. He was staying at the fucking YMCA in Philly where he was doing a fucking show that night. He never showed up. It was over.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, because a lot of people alone, they fucking overdose and shit.
Yeah, they fucking get depressed. They can't believe they're in that situation.
I don't do drugs. I drink here and there, but usually if I'm on the road alone, I'll just, you know, grin and bear it. Maybe go get a massage first.
Yeah, but later at night thinking about maybe if I don't make it out of here, will people know where I am?
No.
You don't give a fuck, though, do you?
Shit.
No, nobody cares. People get over it now. One day it's over. So-and-so, they croaked. Oh, yeah, what's they eat tonight?
Yeah.
No one really gives a shit.
Life goes on, man.
Especially as you get older, you go, so-and-so died, you go, what the fuck you want me to do about it?
You sucked anyways.
You know what? As I've gotten older and you're a younger person, you go, I want the fucking room service. I'm not the room service. The cleaning people come in.
Yeah.
And you really want your room clean, but as I get older now, I put the do not disturb sign on the doorknob right off the bat.
I do too.
Nobody allowed. By the time I leave the room 3 days later, fucking, it's absolutely destroyed.
I was in New York last week, right? So we had the late checkout. She left early. She had to go somewhere. Right at 12, I walked out the door. I just happened to look. It was 12. I was like, well, I timed that right. I opened the door, and the fucking broad, she was going to, like, knock on the door.
What the fuck?
Immediately at 12, I fucking scared the shit out of her because I, like, ripped it open and came walking out. She's like, whoa.
You hear the sound? I'm in here. There's somebody in here.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's somebody in here. Do you ever brandish your baloney pony to the fucking chambermaid accidentally on purpose?
No, but I know people have done.
You kind of make it like an accident?
Yeah, I know people have done that shit.
On purpose? How'd it work out? Anything happen? Or?
I don't know. You tell me. Because I think you're one of those guys.
Yeah. You know something?
For some reason.
I have done it.
What a surprise.
I've deliberately tried to be found, at least in the semi-nude, to go, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you're coming in here. Just to see if you get a bite. Now they run out the fucking door. You're in trouble.
Well, How about when you go away with all the guys and there's like fucking six guys in a room?
Yeah. the smell.
The smell.
Yeah, I would just never do that again, yeah, ever. It's ever. Crazy. That was the old days.
I think all those days and then fucking being like crammed in fucking shitbox cars and fucking doing long road trips and then fucking being crammed.
Growing up.
Yeah, right. No shit.
Trying to grow up that way than some fucking snob prince in England.
That's true. Right? Then as you get older, you don't even want people near you. Hey, crash at my house, sleep in my car. You go, get the fuck away from me. I don't even want you on the same floor as me as the hotel. I want you on this floor upstairs so I have to think of you down the hall. I'll be bothered knowing you're there. You may knock on my door at any moment for something.
Yeah.
Right? How about you check in, be a man? You say, hi, I'm be a man. I'm checking in.
No, I'm on a down low, man.
Yeah? Do you wear your shades at the front desk?
Yeah. I'm undercover everywhere unless it's an official business usually. You know, if it's an appearance or we're going somewhere, you know.
But even though you're undercover, when you check into a nice hotel, do you expect to be greeted fucking happily by the person behind the desk? Hi, how are you?
No, well, this particular brand of hotel that I usually use, when I stay on 37th Street, it's the people in both the hotels know me, so they're cool.
Do you go to the hotel gym?
Yeah, I do.
Even though it's grim, maybe one old universal machine.
I got pictures right here.
Tell me you don't think this. If you're in the hotel gym and some broad walks in, you automatically think she wants you because she's in there? Like, what's she doing in here? Why would she be in here? I'm here by myself. She comes in. Now what?
Well, okay,
is that awkward?
So, God rest his soul, Tony. Last time I saw Tony Saragusa, we went. We're at the Hard Rock down in Florida. We were staying there, and I was working out, and there's this fucking smoking hot black chick, fucking beautiful, right? And I'm looking at her, and she's fucking working out. And I was like, I was doing something, sitting down and pulling weights on me. I'm like, excuse me, can you take pictures of me doing this exercise?
Wow.
I have to send it into my website. You know,
oh, cute move,
yeah, man. Yeah. So, fast forward, 12 hours later.
Is she riding you?
What was that? That was like 11. So fast hour, like 15 hours later, I had her naked on the bed.
That's a fucking good story.
She wouldn't let me bang her.
Really?
Yeah.
She was nude.
I'm not giving it up to you on the first date.
But she'll get nude.
Oh yeah. She wouldn't take her. I'm gonna let her go down on you. She's like, no. I'm like, why not? I'm like, because you'll enjoy it too. I'm not giving that up on the first date.
Be a man.
How about the fucking bell boy and the people at the hotel always got their fucking hand out for a tip?
No
What's
shit.
Up with that? I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't let them open the door, so I'd have to give them a tip.
How about they go grab your bags and go, take my own fucking bag. Yeah. Back off.
I'm all set.
I got a duffel bag. Get out of my sight.
Yeah, you got a duffel bag and they come out with the thing they roll there. It's like, calm down. Well, they're trying to make a living.
Say, you go right to the field. I know what you're angling at, pal. You're looking for a fucking tip from me, right?
Yeah.
It ain't happening. Just tell you right now. You're going to see me around the hotel next few days. Don't look for me for a tip. It ain't going on.
Yeah, because you're supposed to, like, I mean, technically, you're supposed to tip everyone, right?
I guess.
I mean, like, I leave money for the fucking cleaning ladies. That's,
how much you
that's
leave
it.
For a night?
It's $10.
Yeah.
About that, yeah. What do you do? Nothing? 50 cents?
No, I got $5.
Sometimes
$10 is good. I probably should step it up a little bit. I should leave like $5.
You're not a miser, are you? With the fucking hotel.
You know what it is, too.
But you're like, clean, though. I leave a mess.
Yeah, if I have money nowadays, it's like all I have is 20s for some reason.
That's a good excuse. Say, can you break 100? Sorry, I only got 50s, lady. How about the room service? I go, listen, let me see that fucking paper. The gratuity's already on there? Yes. I go, bye. Right. How they do the gratuity already?
You look at it,
gratuity included, $16, say whatever. Right? You go, oh, you're all set then. I'll see you. You do that?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you still give money?
I can honestly say I've never, ever gotten room service in my whole life.
No, what? No way. Are you fucking serious?
I never got it.
It's the best.
Dude. Yeah.
Why not?
I know. I'm shocked, I tell you.
I
like to walk down the halls and I see, like, the shit in the hallway. And I open up, see what was in there.
You see what they ate? You need to know what they ate in room 203?
And then if I see a chambermaid's, like, cleaning a room, I'd go through the fucking her cot and see if there's anything good there.
You steal soaps?
Soaps.
Little waters, shampoos.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you take the little fucking condiments from the room service trays?
Oh, the little miniature ketchup? You get to pay for?
Oh, yeah.
In the glass. Little mini-
yeah.
Nice.
Little-
What, the ones you get to pay for?
No, the like mini ketchups and like mini Grey Poupons.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go, I like if the police on 37th, they have like a continental breakfast type of thing.
Nice.
And they have the things of peanut butter. I'll fucking take 15 of them and put them in my pocket.
Because
yeah. I'm going to train home, I'll be eating peanut butter.
I got to back up for a second. How come you never get room service?
I don't know. It just never really occurred to me.
They're in the bed, nice. They knock on the door. Your fucking steak is wheeled into the fucking room. The guy's all pleasant. Where would you like this, Mr. Be a Man? Put it over there. Right there. Good. And they make small talk. And then they kind of loiter about. You go, they included the gratuity, right?
Yeah.
Hostel Awego.
They lurk. They lurk around.
Yeah, they're kind of stalling.
Skulking.
A little bit.
Yeah, skulkers.
You know that move? Yeah. Just beat it.
Be a man. Experience.
You know what's a great scene? Is the fucking dreary hotel bar.
Oh.
And you're leaning there with your fucking. Fucking Rob Roy in front of you, right? All by yourself. You turn your head and there's a fucking broad walking in.
Oh, yeah.
What's she doing here?
She must want to get punched.
She must be looking to meet men.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other reason.
Send a drink over right away.
Right.
There's fucking no all. Other reason for a single broad to be in a fucking hotel bar.
Because if she wanted a drink, if she's any kind of respectable broad, she'd get a bottle at the fucking corner store and drink it in her room.
Or fucking hit the mini bar or whatever.
So you get a lot of has-beens at those bars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Males and females.
It's a bad, you know, it's a classic move. You know, when the bartender brings the drink to the broad, right?
Huh? What? Huh?
And then he gestures, it's from that gentleman over there. The guy always goes...
Yeah, I know.
What else can you do, right? But that dumb fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm the only one fucking here. Who do you think sent it over? Everybody else is normal in their fucking rooms. How about the house detective for the hotel? Security. You got house detective. Who's there? It's the house detective.
Well,
a house detective? What's that?
We're at the Venetian.
I'm a cop for the hotel.
Yeah.
I guess it was between 10 and 15 years ago, we were in a Venetian, so I met a hooker, you know, I ended up banging her and she'd get her number. And then she was hanging around the next day and my buddies were there and she was with her friends. And so I had one of them, I put her on my show, I was walking around, if we were having a good time. And I ended up going up to my room, but my buddies were taking them up to their room and I guess they got busted.
Oh.
Yeah, by the house detective.
The house detective.
I missed it.
The house detective.
What do you suppose the deal is with a house detective? Are they real cops? Or that's like a side job? Or maybe like a glorified security? What is it?
Yeah no, they're essentially just like the head of security.
It's like a full-time job probably for them.
Yeah,
right?
I worked with a lot of guys, when I was in the hotel biz, I guess, doing the phones, and they're all fucking wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fucking nuts.
I was escorting out of a Beverly Hills hotel by house detectives.
Really?
It wasn't belligerent. I was trying to get in a room, but not illegally. I was knocking on the door, and they saw me on the fucking cameras, and they came up.
Oh.
I go, this is my room, my friend's room. Like, what's the name? I go, I don't know. They were built like fucking linebackers. Yeah. They said, it's best you run along now. I go, but my stuff's in there. They go, what's the name of the person in there? I go, I forgot. Right? For real. It was a tough situation.
I was at an inn in Rhode Island Saturday night, and I was taken off early. The broad took off, and it was like, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night or whatever. I was like, I'm just going to get out of here. I'm going to go home. So I fucking leave. I left my fucking phone and the key inside the fucking room. It's an inn.
That's kind of what I did.
So some guy came in and he unlocked it for me.
Yeah, I left keys, wallet.
Oh, yeah, I just...
What a person, right? And I couldn't get back in. I go, what the fuck am I going to do? I had my keys. I went to move my vehicle. But 2 a.m., you had to move it. Or they get towed?
Yeah.
So I went back. I couldn't get back in. I had only my keys, no wallet, no phone.
I always leave shit like shoes, sneakers.
Yeah.
Fucking my favorite shirt, my favorite T-shirt, besides a Being Man shirt, I left down in Providence.
Were you devastated?
Well, this fucking chick.
Are you
the
fucking
chick
crushed
I was
over
with,
it?
She was wearing it. You know,
oh.
And if I was on the bed and when I checked out, it was, I had to get her to her car downtown, Providence. And I ended up driving home from there, and I was like, fuck. I left my shirt, I think, and I checked, and it was...
Isn't it funny you can leave a cheap thing behind and get all fucked up over it, get gamble, lose $1,000, go, you don't fuck about like, that. But God, so, I left that fucking t-shirt. You think about it for a week.
Great t-shirt.
Hi, I'm so-and-so. Yeah. I was staying in room 215. Can you see if I left my iPod charger?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it here ago. What do you mean? I left it there. Yeah, that you stole it.
That happened to me a month ago in, the charger and the little nub thing you put in. I left that there, yeah.
It's easy to leave them in. You forget it's fucking plugged in, right? I leave stuff. Even when you go like this, okay, I'm going to look around this motherfucking room under the bed. I'm not going to leave anything, and then you still leave something?
Yeah.
That's fucked
up. Yeah, one little less.
I do that all the time.
You know?
The worst.
I leave shit under the covers.
It's crazy, right? You check and fucking leave shit.
Because you know what I do? You know how you have stuff in bed, like glasses, thing, whatever you're doing, right? I don't put it on the bureau when I'm done. I put them under the covers with me. I roll over the fucking glasses, break, and my tablet's on this side. The phone's at my feet. I got shit under the covers.
I mean, my big thing is I have my wallet and I have my phone. That's like the main thing. You know, I keep that with all my shit that I'm taking with me, but I'm always forgetting shit.
Well, nowadays, with the I lose credit cards every week. Because I carry them. Really? Oh, yeah. Like, something wrong with me. It's not normal. But I don't care anymore. You just go on the fucking app and shut it off.
Be a man. Experience!
How about hotel pools? How do you guys feel about that?
I don't use them. Unless it's a nice tropical environment, hot weather outside, nice pool, but a grim indoor pool.
Yeah.
At some Holiday Inn in the middle of winter. I pass.
Indoor pool. Not a big fan. I'd love the pools in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Pools in Vegas are the balls.
Well, that's a different beast.
Yeah.
Right. The pool in Vegas or a nice pool with vacation people and high rollers, I come down with a nice outfit the whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
I want to look around. I want to look fucking dapper. Yeah, I come down with my thong. Wear a nice cabana suit.
Come down with my thong and hang out.
Do you wear a cabana outfit? You know, the matching top and bottoms like the 50s.
Wear a pair of fucking shorts.
Fucking Cuban hat.
High panted? You pull them way up high?
Mid thigh.
A little high, maybe? Yeah, couple inches high?
Maybe. But I like 17 inches. In the summertime, I like going to a nice outside pool, sitting in the sun for a half hour and fucking just relaxing, checking out broads, whatever.
Will you accidentally let your fucking marble purse slip out the fucking side of your shorts? Did you see him curb your enthusiasm? I fucking do that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. It happens. Well,
the first one was a pants tent, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the first episode.
No, the guy showed his balls in this season. So the deal was that the balls kept coming out, and it was a way to get people away from you. All you got to do is show your balls, and the person you're talking to will go, I'll see you later. Your fucking balls are out. I'm out of here. But I do that. Not on purpose, mind you. Sometimes my balls hang out and I don't realize it. That ever happened to you?
You have big balls.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, and they're saggy now because I'm older, you know.
Yeah, the past couple of months, my balls have gotten they're just long and fucking like, it's like my junk is huge, but I still have a small dick. It's like everything else is just me. Well,
it becomes a fucking, it's like it hangs as you get older.
Yeah, it's fucking gravity.
It's
I was in,
I sit on my balls all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I was in loose balls.
Yeah.
When I was 18, right, me and my buddy Moco were down in Florida, right, and went down to Fort Lauderdale Beach. There was a bunch of, like, hot broads in front of us who were laying in the sun. These broads kept on looking and giggling at us. Like, oh, yeah, they must like us and shit. But nothing happened. So later on, I go to take a piss. My dick was fucking hanging out.
No way.
Nice.
Yeah, I fucking got burned.
You got sunburning your dick?
Yeah, like the head of my dick. Like the fucking hole.
Wow.
Really? He still tells a story.
Was the whole dick?
I was like, fuck.
The entire dick or just a piece of it?
I think it was like probably the head or whatever.
Out the side of the short?
Yeah, to the right probably.
Oh, the head came out of the side?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So did you have to like treat it with aloe?
I just kind of fucking sucked it up for a couple of days. But it fucking,
did you get like the dry skin that you had to peel off? Like,
well, it didn't peel off. It was kind of dry right by the hole.
You know what you try next time? It's a good move. You get the suntan lotion. You have the fucking towel over your shoulder. You go up to some nice broad. You go, listen, would you mind rubbing this copper tone on the head of my fucking marsupial? On my fucking German helmet.
I used to have a girl that she'd come, do you want lotion for your hands? I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, I pull my pants down. She fucking said, rubber on my dick. Poor thing. It was like she knew what was coming. She knew what was coming.
That's great.
Actually, it happened last week.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes.
24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
Be a Man Hotline. We have a, this is a message from Dallas about a hotel.
We had a drinking contest at a hotel, filled up the tub with beers and booze with about a dozen friends. We got a little out of control and started to really trash the place. After a few hours, we ended up knocking on random doors. When the next door guest answered, we blasted the guy with a powder fire extinguisher. The manager came up and said he's calling the cops. We kept drinking and they never showed up. Turns out the FBI was staking out the place, and the next morning they busted the place for money laundering while we were stumbling out to our cars. What a great night.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Money laundering.
They dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Do you launder money, man?
I used to. I told you that. But the sub shop.
Right.
Yeah. It's over 7 years, so I can talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Was laundered?
It's laundered money.
Did people say, I want my money laundered to you?
Laundered. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but when you're shit-faced at those fucking hotels and you're going down those hallways, it just, those doors beg to be knocked on.
They really do.
It's like you just want to knock and run on every fucking door. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like weird fucking like man prankster fucking instinct taking over.
It's unbelievable. I was the worst juvenile delinquent with that kind of stuff.
I wreaked
terror and havoc now as an old geezer. If I hear the slightest TV coming from down the hall, I call the front desk. I hear noise coming from the room down the hall.
You get a call from your cell phone, though, so they don't know
right,
what room
that's true.
From.
That's true.
That way there's no repercussions.
But honestly, I go, what the fuck? I can't even stand the sound of a TV coming from in the fuck. I go, what time are they going to shut it off? Do you complain about that shit, being a man?
No, I even being in New York a lot, it hasn't really been an issue.
Is there a curfew? You said the people, you hear their sound. What time they got to cut it off?
You know what it is about the hotel? The building's so small, there'll be like six rooms on the floor.
Yeah.
Be 40 flights up. But
all right.
Yeah, so it hasn't been an issue for me.
Oh, good. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a quick comment that was about somebody's experience at a hotel.
Here's my hotel story. I got hammered. I lost my room key and I pissed in the ice machine.
Is that sure, that's happened a few
that's
times.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Sean, sweet.
That happens.
Yeah. Usually I piss next to the ice machine. Yeah. I can always find a place in an office building
or
a fucking like a hotel, just like a, you know, behind a potted plant, wherever.
There's something about the piss hitting like a floor or a rug. It's so wrong and awful. It's worse than the ice machine.
Yeah.
Well, how about, remember that famous story I told about how we damaged that place up in Attitash when it opened? We like pissed in the ice cube tray and put it back in there.
It's a good childhood prank.
Yeah,
I get it.
The only thing is we were 25.
Of all the shit I've done in my life, looking back on it, I don't think I fucked with ice machines too much. We did a lot of damage. I think we just kind of ignored them overall.
I get, you know, I'm leery of shit like that, going to get ice and shit like that. Like,
yeah, what's with the ice?
Public
ice.
Public ice.
And they never, they give you this tiny little fucking, like, receptacle that's, like, I always have to do runs.
You gotta bring, a cooler with you and keep on emptying it in.
Yeah, usually what I'll do I'll take the bag out of the trash, and I fill up the bag with fucking ice, and then I dump it into the sink of the tub.
I feel the days of needing ice for an overnight stay are over. I don't need fucking ice that badly. I get ice.
After hearing that story, I'm never getting it again.
No. I got to get ice for the room. Give me the bucket.
Yeah, I'll spend a buck and buy it down at the corner store.
You leave the room, you tell LeBron, I'll be right back. I'm going to the ice machine.
Yeah.
Go to the ice machine.
That fucking stupid sound.
Yeah.
You fucking load up the stinky fucking ice and melts in fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah. I hear it all day. We have the ice machine downstairs.
That's right.
And I feel like the place is haunted, and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Well, it just generates and, right?
Is yeah, that, it just makes it and dumps it. And
stupid fucking machine.
Does it get to a point where it stops? It won't overflow, right?
No. Yeah. It has drain valves.
Okay, good.
It's the ice man.
The ice man.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Experience!
We learned a couple important lessons this week. Always answer your hotel door in the nude.
steal everything that isn't bolted down, and smash a desperate cougar at a hotel bar. Be a man.
Be a man.
Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.